This is StoryCorps on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. For the next several weeks, each Monday at this time, we're bringing you the stories shared by Arkansans when StoryCorps brought one of its mobile recording studios to Little Rock earlier this year. Today, a look at the impact supportive neighbors can have. Dolores Martin grew up in Little Rock, just off Roosevelt, near the state fairgrounds in the 1940s and 50s. She shared her story with her son, Joe Martin III.
I was 11 years old, and my dad had a serious industrial accident. He was a builder, and he fell from a two-story attic all the way down to the first floor, so he fell two stories. He was unconscious for 2 weeks. They knew that he had the head injury, but they didn't know that he had a broken back and a lot of other broken bones. They just didn't think he would live. He was so seriously injured, they didn't think he would live. And I just remember how sick it made me feel at my stomach. You know, I'd want to go and see him at the hospital, but every time I'd go and I'd see him in that oxygen tank, I would get sick. I would get physically sick. And we had a good neighborhood. My mother was not the type person to visit other people's homes and sit around drinking coffee, but she was always available if anybody needed anything. And our neighbors were the same way. It wasn't a gossipy type thing. It was just I can help you if you need me. But my mother was a Christian woman. She was a praying woman. And fortunately, so were our neighbor ladies. And so the doctor had told Mother that Daddy probably would not live. They didn't think that he would live. But they started meeting at Mrs. Meyer's house.
The neighbors.
At the neighbor. Okay. At 10 o'clock every morning. And they prayed. They prayed for my daddy. And that went on for days and days and days. And the doctor finally told Mother that they'd done all they could for him, but they were planning. They didn't like to do brain surgery because they didn't know what they had to deal with at that time. That was many years ago, and they didn't have all the equipment that they could see what was actually going on. But they were planning to do brain surgery on my daddy the very next day, and so one of his doctors decided that something just told him he needed to do another X-ray. Just before they do the surgery. And when they did that, the blood clot was gone. They couldn't find anything wrong with his brain. They couldn't find anything wrong. He had the broken bones, but he didn't have anything there that they could see to operate on. He was in the hospital for 5 months, and Mother had a really hard time keeping all of us in school and feeding us and whatever it takes, you know, to raise a family. But I remember in November, it was Thanksgiving. It was just a couple of days before Thanksgiving. Daddy was still in the hospital. And somebody knocked on the door. Mother went to the door. And those beautiful, dear neighbors were at the door. And they had boxes and bags of food. They had fresh turkey. They had a big ham. They had all kind of perishable and non-perishable food that they had been collecting for days or weeks. But they came in, and I remember I was a little bit embarrassed, but I was so touched that they would do that. They were practically strangers, basically. They weren't close friends. They were just neighbors. But I'll never forget it, and I can hardly talk about it without weeping.
That's Dolores Martin sharing her story with her son, Joe Martin III. You can hear StoryCorps segments recorded in Arkansas each Monday at this time on KASU.